Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the Garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, a friend of the world. He takes you on a journey into God's own world. It's building time, building time.
And those that fell on the good ground, the Bible says, is bigger than 100-fold. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask your neighbor, how prepared are you tonight? Say it out loud, how prepared are you tonight? I'll be personally the privilege to welcome to the pulpit my mentor, a father to me, an anointed man of God with a word of grace in his mouth. Can we be all standing at the room and be welcome from the fellow Lazarus to the altar?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. One pastor does not want to drum. Two missions on the keyboard. Then with the mic. Keep it. Give up your hands to heaven and see. Let's pray. Let's stretch up your hands to heaven and see. Glorify His holy name. The Bible says that no flesh should glory in His presence. Come on, glorify His holy name. Hear and about some brother in front of us. Thank you, Father. Glorify His holy name. Don't wait for me to tell you to bless you. calling me tonight. Calling me tonight. Calling me. Calling me.
I learned from this man of God is
the ability to live with light heart. Told me something 6 years ago that criticism is the soil on which a man of faith flourishes. I still don't forget that. I can't forget that. Amen. I'd like us to acknowledge this man of God and put our hands together for Jesus in life. Pastor, I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like us to again honor and celebrate the president of Prince of the World, Pastor Jesus. Step up your hands towards me tonight. With your eyes closed. And decree grace for utterance tonight. Utterance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. As the word of the Lord will be going on tonight, God spoke to me and confirmed it through the daughter of the God said, I'm going to be here as a mighty terrible one. Let me quickly tell you something about my father. Some of you will say that in the New Testament, the sum total of God is love. So he's not terrible. He's a lion and a lamb. Once in a while, he grabs you to some dimension. So you will know that he is God. See, if everything you know about him can be performed in your head, that is not God. He is not in the mental region. Your brain is too small to understand the capacity of the essence of him. When he came to arrest and Peter and Judas Iscariot came to betray, trying to betray the king. And he said, we seek Jesus. And he said, I am he. And the Bible said, instantly they went and fell. So even the king had to lay down himself. You know what he did? He had to reduce the glory by humbling himself. He made himself available for arrest. There is a realm of God that is the exclusive reserve of sons. That's why when you see men that truly know God, they are always reserved. That if you said, be careful of talking. Because if you say something, if they do not exist, they will be created. We are entering that realm tonight. The theme of our program, of this great period of encounter, is heaven on earth. And we must know that for us to be sure that heaven is on earth. There has to be a display of power. The kingdom of God is not in meat and bread, but in demonstration of power. And listen, power is not just ability. Power is a person. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. Power is what? The person. So the kingdom is the express display of the person of the Holy Ghost. Quickly, let me just give us a little bit of preamble into this. Let me quickly introduce. I pray that my time will be sufficient for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to just quickly introduce, unto us the child is born, and unto us the son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder. A child is usually born. You don't give a child to a nation, you give a son. Hallelujah. You don't give a child unto all the child is born. He was not given to us as a child. A son is given. God said the endless expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. God do not manifest children, he manifests sons. So there is a difference between a child and a son. So the son is given unto us, and the government rests on the shoulder of the son. That child that was given was Christ. The child that was born was Jesus. The son that was given was Christ. And the government that rested upon the shoulder is the anointing, the person of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the government on the shoulder. And the Holy Ghost is the governor of the kingdom. So when heaven wants to colonize the head, they introduce the son. And Christ says, greater things than these ye shall do. So the Holy Ghost is the governor of the kingdom. Mike Moreau described him as the most important man on earth. This is the unity between the Trinity can never be separated. So when you talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, you are talking about the Son and you are talking about the Father, because it's coming in the name of the Son. And the Son to represent the Father. I gave an analogy about 2 years ago to members of the Friends of the World. And if I ask you to switch on the light, that's the Father that gives instruction. The Son carries out the instruction. The Holy Spirit is the power that brings the light. So when God said in the beginning that light be, the Holy Ghost was the power behind the light. Amen. Listen, if there is no power, there is no heaven on earth. Hello? The kingdom of God is not in much talking. One miracle covers 10 hours of sermon. Amen. Hallelujah. And we must understand. So when we talk about heaven on earth, we are talking about a dimension of God that does not exist in the head realm. We want to look into a dimension, because you cannot use the resources on earth to conquer the head. There has to be introduction of a resource that is higher than this realm. It is when you come in contact with that resource that you can bring the kingdom to the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are talking about the coming of the King, the manifestation of the Son. Wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. A person says, wait for the sons to declare their sonship. We declare our sonship with power. Dedicate to his own and the new God, but to those that receive him, to them he gave power to become sons. Power. Look at the book of Genesis chapter number 1.
from verse 1 to 3. You might have to be praying for yourself so you have the capacity to understand my sermon tonight. And that's why I ask you to pray for me before I start. Amen. Utterance is the bridge between encounter and the people. There has to be utterance. Utterance and obviously skill are different. Hello. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. That in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens with no doubt and the earth. The earth was without form and empty weight, and an empty weight, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The first thing that existed on the earth is darkness. Write it down. The first thing that existed on the earth then was darkness. So you can write in front of darkness the first dimension. Now we saw that, look at verse 2, it said the head was without form and an empty way, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. And I told us that this darkness there is a person, amen. The darkness is not atmospheric. But the light God created was not the sun. But later in verse 10, verse 8. That God was 8-9, that God was establishing the lightness of the head. Hallelujah. So the first dimension that existed on earth was darkness. Darkness is positioned in the head. And it lays waste on all the activities in Genesis number 1, verse 1. I'm not going deep into that tonight. I have a message on that. If you don't have it, you can get that from the media guide. Hallelujah. So darkness, the person of darkness, was the first dimension of earth. And verse number 2. Okay, verse 2 also said the head was formed and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. And the Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the water. So the second dimension of earth was the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord. Please write down the Spirit of the Lord. I am not saying the Spirit of God. I'm saying the Spirit of the Lord. And we're going to see why it is the Spirit of the Lord. So I'm going to take this bit by bit into what we have tonight. The Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. And you must understand that the Holy Spirit was not just moving. Amen. I want to write this from you. The Holy Spirit was not just moving over the face of the water. The Bible said it was hovering. It was brooding. It was incubating the suffering. It was more like he was surveying the area where God is to establish his lordship. And verse 3, God said, light. So the fourth dimension is the light. And don't write light. The third dimension is man. Amen. Somebody say man. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it. And God separated the light from darkness. You know, each time we think about the light, we see light as, maybe some of us see the light as the sun, some of us see the light as Christ. Amen. I don't know about that Christ is still on earth. So Christ said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill cannot be hidden." Christ will not come down to illuminate the head. He has given sons the light, and they are to reflect him. And that's why we are praying. From prayer point, you were saying, you can't pray again. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the enemy are feeding my father's house. Come and kill them. Listen, Christ didn't come to kill them. We are praying at least. He has can receive, not because he has can receive. Since the day to be killing people in your father's house, how many of them have died? You are the witch that needs to be killed because you want that house to be empty. Hello? That's the truth. So Christ established the personality of the sons in himself. So Matthew 28:19 he said, "Go ye therefore to the nations of the world, make disciples of all nations, teaching them and baptizing them." The Christ said, "All power has been given unto me." All power. All power. Then he delegated the same amount of power to the sons. So the Bible says, "As he is, so are we." Because if we must take over this earth realm for the Lord, we must first understand ourselves. It will be painful if you are a soldier and you do not know how to use the weapon in your hand. You know, I was thinking about the fact that God bred into man and God refused to bring into him. You know why? Because everything in Adam was carrying the same quality of God. So Adam could operate in the water and name the fishes without dying. In a minute, he can be in the sky naming the birds. Another second is somewhere else. The glue was too much. So when God took away the reef was containing everything that he contained in him. Amen. For those doing anatomy, you know that blood cells are produced in the bone marrow. We are not going to do that tonight. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, "And God said, let us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, the birds, over the birds of the air, the beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." You cannot exercise dominion in the realm you can't exist. So God was giving Adam, not just Adam, there it was mankind, he was giving mankind the license to exist in all the realms. He was giving mankind the license to dominate in all the realms. So God said, let them have dominion, even in the sea. So if you are praying and spending 2 minutes, 20, amen, 40 minutes and saying you are casting out by His Spirit, what is your name, Jesus, all those things, you are not manifesting yet. I tell people that are close to me, we have not just received power, we have received authority. There are 3 levels of dominion. 1, the smallest is the realm of power. Power is the ability to do. The second one is the realm of authority. You command things to be. The third realm is the realm of name. When they hear your name, they become. Our God has given us a name that is higher than all names. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And that was the name that devil wanted from the beginning. So the Bible says, "One will get to the new heaven, we shall have a new name." The name of authority, the name of dominion. Adam should have been a name on the earth realm that should have been called and those things would be subjected. So when Christ came as the second Adam, he occupied the position. And that's why A. Allen can start to say, "I am A. Allen and demons with me." Amen. Hallelujah. So we must understand. We must first understand the level of power that we have in this realm. We are not just civilians coming the head, we are dictators to determine the event. So stop waiting for the government to do something. You are the church, Ecclesia, the house of spirit, the one that determines what happens in this realm. The problem of the earth now is not the government, it's the church. And that's why God did not establish democracy, he established human government. God has no business in democracy. You select government of the people by God? No. By the and for the fallen man. So the first dimension is the dimension of man. Now you have to understand something about these three dimensions. The second dimension has authority over the first dimension. But the second dimension cannot use the authority without the third dimension. And that makes the third dimension the most important dimension on earth. Because for God to do anything in the earth realm, you see, the Spirit of the Lord was moving over the face of the water and nothing changed until God introduced life. And I told us that dimension of the Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God is omnipresent. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord is not. You must understand that. The Spirit of the Lord is only present where there is a man that he can use to establish his lordship. We must get this thing straight. The Spirit of God is present everywhere. But the Spirit of the Lord comes to express himself when he sees a man. The Spirit of the Lord cannot express without man. So when there is a man, God uses a man to establish lordship. Anywhere he sees a man that is useful. God said he will not cause for rain upon the head, but there is no man here to clear the ground. To clear the ground. So when there is a man that God can use, then he establishes his lordship through a man. And that's why the knowledge of Christ is spread as far as sun spread. God is a servitor for us. Is there a revival there? Hello? Is there a revival in the forest? In the dear part of the where they are doing, God is there. Is there a revival in that place? But when there is a sun, and God expresses his lordship through the sun, then God takes dominion. So the dimension of the Spirit of God that establishes the lordship of God through a servant of God or a man that God finds way to express himself in is the Spirit of the Lord. So nothing will change until sons declare their sonship. But if we must, you know, bring heaven down to the head, we are talking about a dimension that is not yet here. I gave the president a little taste of what I'm going to talk about tonight. Now, with the knowledge of the three dimensions on earth, how many of you have seen movies in 2D? Those are your normal movies now. Am I right? That's in 2D. See, the scientists have a little theory, but they do not understand it. So the highest they could go was 3D movies. I'm going somewhere, you must get everything I'm saying tonight. They will add up. They will come to add up at the very end. So you must follow me. So when you watch movies in 2D, you are seated and you are seeing what is happening. Am I right? But you need a lens to see it in 3D, am I right? And when you are with a lens, it is more like you are inside. So there was a time we went to Ventura to go and see movies in Germany. I was quite impressed at that because, okay, I want to see. Because actually, tonight, I'm talking about operating in the fourth dimension. But beyond the fourth dimension, there is a fifth dimension, there is a sixth dimension, and there is a seventh dimension. The seventh dimension is the dimension of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, thank you, Jesus. Can't bring about peace to family. Get the trouble to bar the peace to family. They got about some happy to family. They got to put some radica. They don't propose to family. They need to happy. Amen. See, if you have people that are active here, those that love things, you know that there is something called 3D painting. If you paint in 3D, it is more like you are bringing something to life. So anything they paint in 3D looks like it is real. It looks like normal pictures that come on just now. Amen. So with the third dimension that they have on there, you can be at a place at a time. Now for you to be able to operate in the fourth dimension, you need the fourth dimension lens. Now with the fourth dimension lens, you can be everywhere at every time. With the fourth dimension lens, you have no issue with I've never been to America. You can be there on this day. With the fourth dimension lens, you can move into the future and come back to the present. The fourth dimension lens is called vision. For lame men, at a time you can see at times that partially as at times imagination. You can create anything in that realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you see, we must not deceive ourselves and deny the fact that the devil is not trying to imitate some things that we do in the church. You are shouting about healings in the church. Who gets healed too when they go to another? Am I right? They do. Most times when you try to ask these questions in church, the pastor tells you not to. That you are tempting God. Amazingly, the fourth dimension is not available only for believers. That's the amazing thing. And I will show you how the devil... I've not talked about the fourth dimension yet. I'm talking about the fourth dimension then. And that's why the devil can most times do some things that believers are meant to do. Some of you, by the grace of God, your eyes will be open tonight. After this meeting, you will command the devil.
Amen.
Now let's quickly look at Exodus chapter number 4 verse 3. Somebody has Exodus 7 verse 10. Exodus 4 3. Then God said to Moses, he said, cast down your rod, and it became a serpent. Amen. You can see God. That was the word from the King of Kings. He said, look at from an amplified version. And he said, cast it on the ground. Okay, verse 2. And Allah said unto him, what is in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he did so. And it became a serpent, the symbol of royal and divine power, worn on the crown of the Pharaoh. And Moses fled from it. Exodus 7, 10-12. Fast with me. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron threw down his rod before Pharaoh and his servant, and he became a serpent. Then Pharaoh called the wise men, skilled in magic and divination, the sorcerers, wizards, and jugglers, and they also, these magicians of Egypt, did similar things with their enchantments and secret arts. So that tells you that the devil also understands something about the kingdom.
Because for you to be able to operate in the fourth dimension, there is a need for you to do so from something you can see. You cannot operate in that dimension blindly. There was a day I was watching on DSTV, there's this guy, he thinks he's angel. There's this magician like that. He's angel also. He was walking on water practically, not simply. He was practically walking on water. In a pool. They didn't stage it. People were there and they were so amazed. But there are times that magicians will ask to be swung asunder. How come? How are they moving into this realm that is more than human understanding? As long as they don't mind them, we will never come to try to know what is behind it. We just assume. The reason why we are not getting revelation is because we are not invested. Most of us just sit down in assumptions, and then because we are too lazy to dig deep or ask God questions. You know, in Africa, we have been taught to believe everything and not to ask questions. We need to go back to God and say, God, only you, Christ, walk on water. In the scriptures, how come this magician is crazy? There was a particular time in Ibadan that a man of God went to zoo to enter the den of the lion, and he died. They said his name is Prophet Daniel. He died. Amen. Actually, he died. The first time I was good for and pray for a dead child. When I got there, I was crying. The child died anymore. Amen. Now, with the fourth dimensional lens, you can be everywhere. You can create things that do not exist in your spirit. In the realm of imaginations. Now, this is for those that are spiritual, the fourth dimension lens is their spirit. For those that are not, it is in their mind. And that's why the Bible says we are casting down all imagination. So the fourth dimensional lens in the demonic world is their imagination. So for those that are spiritual, it is your spirit. Now we must understand that he who doesn't understand the fourth dimension, just as the third dimension can control the earth realm using either the second or the first dimension, he who understands the fourth dimension and uses it well can control the fourth dimension. And that is humanity. He who understands this dimension that God has made available to us, to him, Luke 1:37, it's possible that with God, nothing shall be possible. He begins to operate in this realm of all possibility. Mark 11:23 says that if you have faith as small as the mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be evil and cast into the sea, and they shall not obey. So the fourth dimension is the force of faith. With the fourth dimensional lens, you can move into the future. It is only in the fourth dimensional lens that you can see your funeral and come again. It is only in the fourth dimensional, that's why I said it to pray so you can understand what I'm saying tonight. It is in the fourth dimensional lens that you can be in the future and be in the present. It is in the fourth dimensional lens that you can move to the future, come back, and know the things you could avoid.
There was a particular time in church I discovered that all of a sudden, you know, 5 years ago, I just thought that I just started having one unusual attraction for a lady, and I was very honest to the Lord. I told him, I said, Father, I really don't know what to do. This is actually becoming much. And I prayed a simple prayer. I don't know why I prayed that prayer that day. And I said, Father, I want to see this lady in the next 10 years. He showed up to me. I came back and I said, no. No smoke. Every emotion died. Please, don't try to imitate any preacher by talking like them. You must know what they know and see what they say before you can operate like them. The fact that you talk like Benny Hinn is not a proof you command the same result. Hello? You must seem to know what they know. You must see what they say. It is only when you see the invisible that you really possible. So you must seek to see. Hallelujah. Amen. Now ask yourself the following question. Why does God show his children visions about the future? When Joseph was small, he saw different sheep bowing down to him. Why would God just bring men into the future without visions? Have you ever sat down to ask yourself this question? That God, why do you need to show us a picture about the future before we get there? Why are visions important? The Bible says in a land that there is no vision, the people perish. A battle says they will cast away his brain. Why would God have to show you about the future? Why did God show you the things he showed you? Why would he just bring you straight into the future? Why does God have to tell Abraham? You know, let me tell you something. Whenever God is showing you a vision, listen, he is creating the fourth dimensional image in your spirit. Get it right? He's creating what? The fourth dimensional image in your spirit. Because the world will not respond to you without a picture in your spirit. God told Abraham, he said, look at the stars, if you can number them. After Abraham had messed up, he thought the promise of God for him is to give birth through Ishmael. And when God saw that this man is going to mess up, God said, Abraham, look at the stars of the sky. If you can number them, so shall your descendants be that have come from you. So that day God succeeded in creating the image in his heart. Because for you to get to where God is taking you, there must be a picture. We must understand these things. And that's why God says that he will pour his spirit upon all flesh. And your young sons and daughters and what? They shall see visions. Because why would they see visions? Because they are moving into the future. Your vision is not what you see when you sleep. Your vision will let you sleep. Are you following me? So the young sons will see visions because the future belongs to them. And later on, he now said, again, your daughter and your son will what? Prophesy. Now, why will they prophesy? It is not yet faith if it is not on your lips. Now, listen to what the devil does. There are several times you will be ministering as a believer, and God will be showing you things in your spirit realm that will happen in the meeting. Or you are moving with someone and then God told you something in your spirit that these are things that will happen. You know what you do? The devil will help you believe that it's not from God.
He knows that if you speak from that realm, for the fourth dimensional realm, anything you say is a fact. We must get this thing. If you speak the language of faith, with the force of faith, with the picture in your spirit, anything you say is established. So when the devil keeps the thoughts quiet or muted, he's collecting the people. And we must understand these things. But this is the wire and the strategy of the devil. Now quickly look at the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Quickly. Verse 1. Now he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Now the substance of things hoped for is that in faith I can see things. But not with my physical eyes. I am still hoping. It is the evidence. Not with my physical hands. It is there. I can't see it, but I know it is there. Why? Because in the realm of the spirit, what we have is knowing. And that's why Elijah told Gehazi, he said that you should know that he that is with us is more than they all. Father, let his eyes be open. There is a knowing in that realm. So God has to wait and see. There is a knowing. So what you see in the spirit realm is called knowing. You just know. There are times I just know that things are falling into place. So when you know, don't keep quiet. Command it to be in that realm. Hallelujah. So we must understand these things. That's why Mark chapter 11, verse 23. He said, if you will speak to the mountain and don't doubt in your heart, don't doubt. Because the image will be clear. That is the seed of the fourth dimensional image. It must be very clear. It must be very clear. This quickly, I need the KJV version. I want to show us a few things. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must understand this thing. I can encourage you to pray under your breath because God is releasing one key to us today. Now look at this. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now verse 3. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed from the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from the things which do appear. The things that are seen are not made from the things that do appear. When we are talking about appearance, we are talking about appearance in the head realm. They are made from the things that exist in the spirit realm. So God did not call them from the head realm, he called them from the spirit realm. Now look at verse 4. Sorry, verse 5. Said by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see them, and he was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. Now verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And before you come to him, he must be clear in your spirit. Without faith, without faith, you can't please him. If you are not operating and taking the lead of your dominion, you are not pleasing God. You are not pleasing God because you are trying to walk righteously. You are pleasing God because you walk in faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So when we saw the Spirit of the Lord moving in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, he was creating an image in the heart of God. So the Bible now said here that God called the things which be not as though they were. Because the Lordship of God there, the dimension of the Spirit was creating an image. So where was man before God created him? It was in the mind of God. So Christ said, my Father walketh, this is how I walk. And I do what I see my Father do. That's the lens. That's the lens. So when they bring someone to Christ, there is a knowing in his heart that this fellow is healed. You see, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, look at when it says beloved, building up your most holy faith. Now, this is for you to build up your most holy faith. The fourth dimensional image is created when you are praying in tongues. Hallelujah. The image is created. There is a creation of something. You are asking God for something. God said, don't pray in understanding. Pray in my language. But you know not how to pray as you ought. You cannot see it in the spirit realm. When you come to my language, there is a prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you are praying in that language, you are building up your most holy faith. You are building up something. Now listen, when you pray from that realm, that is the only time you are giving the Holy Spirit something to operate with. So what you see, he said, when you pray in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. Your mind has no business in this matter. Your mind is unfruitful. It is not a business of the mind. So when Paul was thinking about the speaking of his employer, he said, I thank my God and I pray in tongues more than you. So we must understand how God operates. The Holy Ghost was moving over the face of the water, incubating the head. When you are praying in the Holy Ghost, God is incubating the realm. Incubation process is going on. Incubation, as you are praying, the image is becoming clearer in your spirit. It's becoming clearer. It's becoming clearer. It's becoming clearer. And at a particular point, you possess it. Because you must understand that the earth realm is controlled from the spirit realm. So when you gain control in the spirit realm, you will dominate in the earth realm. You must learn to start your control from the spirit. Now let me tell you this. The reason why some people will try to do some things that, you know, they should be, as it were, the display of sons, and then they will die in the process. Can I tell you tonight? The reason why someone will try to believe that if I enter the den of a lion, nothing will happen to me, and then they will die. Actually, are we saying God is a liar? Or are we saying that those things that were written in the Bible are fictions? No. Quickly, let me read the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. I want to quickly open our eyes to see something tonight. Because we're going to be decreeing from the fourth dimension already. Romans 10, 17. If you are there, say amen. Now I said, listen. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now, I want us to understand this. Amen. You can break that scripture into two. One, faith cometh when you hear. General faith comes when you hear the preaching of the message of Christ. When you want to do specific things, you need to hear this word. So there is a definite word for definite things. If Christ, when Peter saw Christ walking on water, and Christ said, come, he walked on water. Why? Because he hears the word. So there is a dimension of things you will only do when there is a word for you. So there is the word for the situation. So when you see a situation, you spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. And in that realm, see, when you talk about the word is only visible in the spirit realm. Christ said, the letter to you, the spirit event life. And the word that has come to you, they are spirit and they are life. So they are spirit, you can see them if you are in that realm. Hello? You can see the word in that realm. They are like the letter killers. Some of us are working in the realm of generosity. And that's why you are having no job. So when you see a situation, you spend time in praying in tongues. And then the Holy Spirit begins to brood over your spirit. The Bible says the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, which is touched the upper part of the belly. So everything God wants to give to you, he communicates using the candles. The Holy Spirit is a dispenser of light. Your light, your spirit receives the light and communicates it for you to enjoy. And that's why you have to speak to the mountain. Don't think about the mountain. Don't speak of the mountain. Speak to the mountain. When God also sent Moses to bring forth water from the rock, he said, speak to the rock. He was introducing a realm. He was angry with Moses because Moses acted out of maybe his disbelief. You are to speak to the rock. Water, rock, bring forth water. So don't let the devil keep you quiet. When God tells you something, God says it, I believe it, and I speak it also. Don't say that said to me. I speak it also. God said to Moses, said, I'll make you a god unto Aaron. So when they were dropping the rod in front of Pharaoh, it was Moses' rod that was dropped. The rod of Aaron. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we must understand this realm that God operates in. I want us to see something quickly. The book of Genesis chapter number 17. Quickly. Genesis 17. But very fast with me tonight because of my time. Genesis 17. Hallelujah. Pastor Dave, we recognize you. Hallelujah. Men of God. Amen. It is not your fasting and prayer that makes you spiritual. It is the revelation you possess. I said, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. You are only free in the area of the truth today. Now, Genesis 14, verse 1 to 10. Yes. And when Abraham was 90 years old, at 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abraham, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell to his face, and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be any more called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I called thee. Hallelujah. I believe God who saw God changing the name of Abraham to Abraham. Abraham means what? Abraham means what? Father of many nations. Hallelujah. That's the father of many nations. I will go to verse 15. You can just write on 15. 15, 16. You see God changing the name of Sarah to Sarah. Sarah to Sarah. And Sarah means the princess. Please look up everybody. For me, this is one of the greatest miracles in the Old Testament. So God said, I'm changing your name from Abraham to Abraham. When Christ saw Peter, his name was Simon, which means there is. Christ operated in this realm. Said Peter. There is means like wound that is being blown away. He calls forth the love from him. So, a man at 99 who has no child, and Sarah at 90, said, I've changed your name to princess. Now, listen, every day they will wake up and start on their bed, Father of Meditation, princess, Father of Meditation, princess at 90. Amen. Now, what was God doing? As they were obeying the instructions of God, He was creating an image in their spirit. He was creating an image. This is because they have to call themselves that for the Holy Spirit to walk through that. You are who you say you are. Now, if you read Genesis chapter number 20, the Bible says, and they journeyed, Abraham and his wife journeyed to a certain land. And the king sees Sarah. Look up. What will a king be looking for in a woman that is 90? Amen. As they were calling her princess, she was becoming. Every day they wake up, princess, she was becoming. Princess, she was becoming. Princess, she was becoming. So there was a reversal in her head. And she was becoming princess from menopause to rejuvenation. So even as a princess at 90, she was becoming more beautiful. Listen, God gave the name so He can instruct her anatomy. When I see this man of God, I say, great man. Prison, come forth. And prison was coming. So at 90, he was becoming a priest. Let's look at that page of the Bible. So very, so interesting. Hallelujah. He said, from verse 1, he said, and Abraham journeyed from hence towards the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned together. And Abraham said of his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, look at, and Abimelech, the king of Gerar, said, and took Sarah. King, why are you not still after a woman that is nice? When there are women who are no husband. Now listen, when king comes to select women, they go for the best. So Sarah was not just a princess, he became the best princess in town. What do you call yourself? A lady came to me at the point and said, so I wrote an exam and I could only answer three, an NBA exam, could only answer three out of several questions. The rest are some that just keep and just do. And when she was talking to me, I saw a mark in my spirit and I said, in the name of Jesus, this is what you will have. And she said, amen. And when results came out, she had the exact same mark. Now, this is when God shows you something in the spirit realm, He's not showing them to you for you to be quiet. He's showing them to you so you can call the things that be not as though they were. When you operate in this realm, this is the realm of heaven on earth, in heaven there is no impossibility. I think we are close to this. Those that do know their God shall do excellent. But actually, if you know your God, you will understand your eternity. You will understand your future. I told them, if you don't identify things like this, I've been criticized for this kind of statement. If you don't operate in the realm, don't criticize men that do that. You may not get there. You cannot operate in the realm you don't believe exists. I've never written an exam without a full knowledge. So I was a cheat. This is as you are reading, amen. As you are reading, you notice where the Holy Spirit stops. You move when the pillar of cloud moves. When it stops, you wait. This is if the pillar moves and you are waiting, whatever it is you are doing becomes religion. The reason why we are having religion in the body of Christ is to show us how far we have stopped. Some are stopping when God is still moving ahead. So they see ladies opening their hair in church. They say, ah, hair fire. They are only ready in the book of Exodus. Book of Habakkuk says, write the vision, lay it upon the table that everyone that be ready. So when you read the vision, you want to be the rest you are talking about to come to the leg. That's why we are going for the presence of the Lord. Thank you for that. Please, I pray. It is when you come to me with a fourth dimensional lens that you will die over things that you come. So there are some things you don't die over alone, but sin again. So God told Abraham, He said, look, the south of the east and west, and start your life. So in the spirit realm, he possessed the entire realm, because that was what he could talk. Devil is a bastard. Amen. So when the Israelites we're walking with God in, you know, in mysterious dimension. When they got to the right people, God told Abraham, he told Moses, said, why are you making noise in my head? Tell the Israelites that they move forward. The Bible says, throughout the night, there was a south wind, an east wind. Now let's remember that when the Spirit of God was open over the face of the deep, the Hebrew word for the word Spirit is pneumatic with wind. Numbers 13, the Bible said it was the wind that gathered the quail from the sea and brought them to the camp. John 3 verse 8 says that as the wind blows, and no one can tell where the wind is going or where the wind is coming, so is everyone at the phone of the Spirit.
When the Spirit, amen, when the wind was blowing that night, when the wind was blowing that night, it was an operation of the Holy Ghost. You feel over the face of the water. And let's see what he puts up.
11 verse 29 says, give us 11 verse 29, quickly. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews 11 verse 29. Look up. From verse 27. Say by faith. You saw the fourth dimensional image. That's when he is. Say through faith, he kept the Passover and the speaking of love. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. The firstborn should touch him. From verse 29. He says, by faith, they pass through the Red Sea as by dry land. What is the meaning of that? Which means the Red Sea did not divide. They pass through it as though it dry land. This is, if the sea will have to divide, there are thousands of feet below the sea. So they will have to journey down fast through the sea. So they walk on water.
Look at them, talk to them like they're talking to us. Why?
but in that place, you are not beautiful. You are still a nation. When I was living in Sebi, I last place of living. I went to the senior in a forest, and I looked at the thing, and I saw crowd. I saw people get outside the window. I can't die. The reason why you die here is because you think here. If you don't work on your mind, this generation will not mind. Come on, look at this generation will be my back. I look at this generation, I see a take over generation. Maybe the papa generation is this, no? I don't see them. Hello, I am still the time of the move of God. I am still tonight that there are men here that we go to nations and president will wait for them and and I'm commanding them to be in the name of Jesus. When your faith is in them, Luke 1:37 becomes your reality. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Be on your feet, everybody.
Thank you.
of us thinking in line with those in relationship above, not as women are walking in the perfect plan of God. You must understand, even if what we heard from the Holy Spirit is a woman that still not believe, if she relates over time, keeping constant God in the world, she becomes weak. You are a groom, not just a groom in the future, even in the spirit. So anytime you see her, you fall for the people. I see you as the mother of this. I see you as this and I see you as that. You are falling outward every day. Because that is the reality. Listen, hallelujah. Amen. Before I start prophesying tonight, listen, hello. This is a prophetic meeting. Listen. I'm going to ask you three questions. Number one, what do you think about your meaning? Let the image inform your spirit now. Hold on. Listen. What do you think about your mind? Number three, what do you think about your finances? Hold on. The only thing is good. Hold on. It's good. All I know. Now, most of you have never seen images like this in the street before. Now, it's good over the face of the water. Including about the face of the water. What do you think? I'm going to ask you to call them first. What do you see?
I can see your
traffic jam here. This is. Amen. I'm going to pray for this meeting. God is seven mighty. Now listen, I'm going to be teaching this video there. And the power of God says, listen, amen. 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 We're going to be saying what? What not can do is what? The word of God is quick.
God is defeating some people in this meeting. Listen, this is an atmosphere of all positives. is training them physically. You don't see him sampling his your body. He's adjusting things in your structure. When most doctors are getting straightened, you are seeing things. As emergency was going on. You will eat the blessing. Your barns shall be filled. Your soul has the blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For I am the Lord your God, and with me there is no impossibility. In my realm, all things are possible. 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 Lada Banaku, Lada Maya, Lada Lagede. I don't know if you have seen something about your health, but you are not okay with it. Leka na ma na ma, kata ya. Ilam Rabadako Banda Giasata Lenging Gondeliasa Liapa Diasa En Rabande Giasa.
Lift your hands to the Lord. We're going to chant in the Spirit.
Stop calling them.
When the Spirit moves. divine power. I'm walking in miracles. I need the life of the Lord. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles.
And he said, I will be coming with my wife tomorrow.
Yeah!
I believe you can appreciate God better.
Yeah!
She said, I'm coming. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you. Amen.
Amen.
You were here yesterday. And now you are here today. Can you imagine how tomorrow will be? God knows that tomorrow.
Hey.
Amen. And you know, I want you to beg us. We are looking at our time, and we are looking at the fact that the time, you know. By the grace of God, tomorrow, 24th of August, exactly, Friends of the World is going to be two. I remember that day at Sport, six people, and here comes the man who comes with a strange word. I thought I said to come and give me that. At that point, you are born already. Not obeying the instructions. There are things that make men. You need to know what they've been through. That's why I said that when the man of God lays hands on you, you can't receive everything that God has represented in here through one lane of it. So there are times that you receive the grace to go through what they are going through. But that you drink of that cup is so. I want to say this sincerely. And when God gives you a vision, don't sacrifice it for anything. Don't spend time trying to make people believe in you. Be busy with their time. But listen, be sincere. Be sincere. Let your eyes be single. Let your focus be genuine. Make sure you are interested in what God says to you. Don't be after money. Don't be after fame. Don't be after influence. Don't be passionate about God and His work. And I tell you, God's work done in God's way will never lack His provision. Each time I look at the storms,
I sent a text to a member of Friends of the World yesterday night, and I was telling him that where are you? Anywhere you find yourself, the devil will only come to steal your heart away because he has seen that you are not genuinely following. Judas was never following. It was easy for the devil to steal his heart. I'm saying this sincerely from the depth of my heart. God sees that I'm not seeing anything. I'm only talking about the situation. Amen. I'm addressing the situation. Your fellowship, anywhere that you are, you are fully part of it. If you are not fully there, you cannot benefit from the fruit of the land. There are people who are here tonight for the very first time in the of the world, and they are receiving anything. When the generation where youth have been in front there and there, no word. Nobody is pastoring, nobody is fathering. The only thing is your mentor, Christ is your father in the Lord. If then you fail, both Christ and the only thing will fail you to a man. Morning. I tell you, I saw Friends of the World in no time from now. I saw crowds. I saw people coming down from different parts for meetings. This is, OAU is just a point of commencement. OAU is not the future. That's why if anybody saw that, I said, that you don't know where I'm going. OAU is not the future. I'm not running after the future, I'm running after it that holds the future. OAU is just a point of commencement. I saw crowds. I saw people being blessed. I saw the lame walking. I saw the eyes of the blind open. I saw revival. I saw sons being raised. I saw giants coming out from this house. I saw a member of this house becoming the president of this nation. Say it now. You only know a prophet when he says a thing at a time that doesn't feel, and then it comes despite all the things that could be done. When I have passion for this nation and I've been praying for Nigeria, those that know me know that I can cry and weep for things going on in this nation. God said, and I've been telling God, Father, one day, tell me I want to leave this nation. God said, look, you will not leave the nation, but you will father the leader. Hello? So when I see prodigies, behaving, being taken. I could see them. I wrote to many of my people to give this message. Because this is not the future. A time is coming, we will not be able to sit down to talk for 5 minutes. Not for Christ. We will be busy. Men of God, am I right? When you have opportunity of staying under men, be fully committed. Let your heart be single. Let your passion be one. Only then can you benefit. I'm saying this from accumulation of experience in just 2 years. So I can see you. So those that have been with me, and before the end of this semester, the Friends of the World, even this fall will not contain our mission. Some people coming. Some them. So a time coming that the crowd became too much that we have to leave the campus. I saw great messages and I became to see it. I saw him not leaving campus and then to see. I saw a man who knows what to do and I'm still seeing him. All this work, tell your neighbor to get ready for tomorrow. If today is like this, I beg you in the name of God, get ready for tomorrow. Please, say I'm begging. Yesterday I asked you to please pray that God give me the grace to pray, to share what He has, what He wants me to share tonight. I don't know if you can see that it's indeed heavy. Please descend to me. If you love your roommate, invite them.
listen, I'm not interested in. Hello, I'm not interested in. Say, we have 2,000 people. No. I'm interested in impact. That's my one word. Yeah. Celebrate you. You are good. Before I go, Lord, say there are some people here who have received a change in some condition. I want to pray that they are permanent. Just put your hands on your head if you are one of them. All right, close. I'm declaring that they have received a change in some condition tonight. They have received a change in some condition tonight. They have received a change in some physical conditions, some health conditions. We have seen a change in some conditions. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Open your hands. Put your hands up. Before I pray, my daddy said, I don't think the understanding of the word for tonight. That you are not seeing it physically is not a truth that is not there physically. That is Gideon's thing. Put your hands on your head everyone. Just putting their hands on their head support. You have testimonies you want to share tomorrow. Put your name down, Pastor Julius. You've been a member of Friends of the World. You've been blessed. Some things that have happened. You want to share testimonies. Put your name to get down with Pastor Julius. Father, I decree. Thank you for your grace. Everything done tonight is established.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.